We are required under the Utah Administrative Procedures Act, when we get applications in, we have to advertise them for 2 consecutive weeks, and then we hold them open for a 20-day protest period, is what it's called. And then we have, if protests come in and hearings are requested, then we make a decision to have a hearing or not, which we did in this situation. We had a total of about 77 protestants or protesting groups. I mean, some of the protests only count as one, but there were many people who signed up under that same protest. So we had a lot come in under that protest deadline, and then we waited to gather some additional information, and then we went to public hearing. And then after the hearing, the record was left open for all of those who wanted to comment additionally to the application to give us things to consider. We left that time period open, and we had some more information submitted to us for our consideration.
And when you decide whether to approve an application, are there certain criteria you have to consider and others that perhaps you aren't allowed to consider? Are you only allowed to make your determination based on certain factors?
You know, the statute gives us some fairly clear direction on what the state engineer's authority is in considering water right change applications that are filed with the Division of Water Rights. They're found in Section 73-3-3 and Section 73-3-8 of the Utah Code. It gives criteria like, is there unappropriated water that could be used in that source? Can it be done without impairing the rights of others or interfering with a more beneficial use? Mm-hmm. Talks about, is the project physically and economically feasible? It asks if the applicant has a financial ability to complete the project. Question is asked about, was it filed for the purposes of speculation or monopoly? And it also tells us in that statute that if we think it's going to unreasonably affect the natural stream environment, public recreation, or public welfare, then we should investigate the matter and look and just study what those impacts would be. And so that's the criteria that it gives us to go through and evaluate applications.
And so you felt, based on what you had seen, that it is an economically viable project, although nuclear plants, you know, can be a little bit risky in that regard, very expensive?
What was laid out before us was a plan by the applicant, Blue Castle Holdings, that they were going to, they had a plan to be able to come up with the money. They didn't assert that they had the whole money to do the whole project right at this time, but talked
right
about the staging processes that projects such as this typically go through, and that explained how, you know, the money that they've gathered so far, they're in this early site permit process right now where they're going to expend, they're estimating in the range of $100 million just to get through this early site permit, but explained how they were getting the money and who they'd contacted and what commitments they had, and what they had explained to us seemed reasonable as far as a project like this in the development process.
As far as approving the application, obviously conservation groups, you know, were very against it, but did you feel any pressure at all or feel anyone trying to influence you from the other side saying, you know, this is right for Utah, this is what we should have?
We heard comments from both sides. I mean, that's part of that protest public input process, that were people very supportive of the project, and we had people that were not supportive at all of the project. And so, you know, we take their comments under advisement and just have to weigh those up based on their own merits. And did we feel any undue pressure from either side? We really didn't. I mean, we gave people an opportunity to comment. We did have some requests to meet specially and so that people could really stress their point. But at that point, when we were under the Administrative Procedures Act, we didn't have meetings with anybody unless we had everybody present, as such as we did in the water right hearing process.
And so, Kent, I guess finally, what would you say to the conservation groups or others who, I'm sure if you've read by now, have immediately and swiftly criticized this decision? Is there anything that, any point that you would try to make to them?
Okay. I think what we did at this point is, under the authority of the state engineer, we tried to make the best decision that we could based on the authority that we have. There is a lengthy process that has to be gone through with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Mm-hmm. And they will be going through some fairly detailed reviews. They'll have to go through the NEPA process, and as a condition of approval, we've indicated that they need to go through the Section 7 consultation with the Fish and Wildlife Service. And we've tried to do things to help make sure everybody is involved from here on out. And there's a lot of steps that have to go through. It's not our decision whether there should be a nuclear power plant or not. It's whether they can use the water or not. We felt like there was adequate water there to be able to do the project, at least in some form.